through the 26th. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Grace Women's Healthcare, a Christian-based OBGYN practice serving St. Lucie County for 5 years, strives to provide excellent OBGYN care to women in a supportive environment. Board certified Dr. Carl Zollicoffer, along with nurse practitioner Denise Joseph, are available to serve you at 772-429-3400. Grace Women's Healthcare, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-429-3400.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You got to be like Daniel. When you raise you up, you got to have that excellence. Every T crossed, every I dotted. Are you willing? Come on, say, are you willing? See, there's a lot of work goes into prosperity. You know, when harvest comes, people think, oh, my harvest has come. That's the time to get to work. You got to roll them sleeves up, get them combines out, get out in that field, go to work, harvesting the harvest. It's not time to get in the hammock and lay down and go to sleep. That's time to get to work. It doesn't mean that we don't enjoy things, but it's time to get to work. And this is the mindset that we have to have, that there's a formation, and God is forming. What are you doing with what you have right now? Are there things you've neglected? Well, there's just so much. Well, it's God-sized. That doesn't negate what God has called you to. So, let's move on here. These spies didn't trust. Now, the faith crises. How you respond in that time of faith crises will determine, amen, will determine whether you go on and are involved in what God is doing, or you miss God and go your own way and miss God's true purpose for your life. I can't speak for you, but I believe this about me as I observe my life. But I've always been, I had somebody prophesy this to me in Jacksonville, and it just really bore with, but I've always been one, and I think it to me early, it was like a plague. But I've always been one to think outside the box. You can't box me in. You understand what I mean? I'm always outside the box. I might be in the box a little while, but I'm always going to think outside the box. I'm always going to find another way. I'm always going to be doing something different. I'm always going to be doing something on another level. You understand what I mean? That growing up, it was like a plague. It was like you were a bad seed, or just, you couldn't get along, or, you know what I mean? You just didn't flow with everything. You understand what I mean? I'm not talking about being disobedient or rebellious. I'm talking about thinking outside the box. Too many of us allow the enemy to put us in a box. And a routine which becomes a rut. And we don't think any other kind of way. But when it comes to the vision, when it comes to your vision, when it comes to what God is doing in you, you got to be a free thinker. I'm going to be faithful to what I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to be, a rebel and, one you can't depend upon or unfaithful to things. No, I don't mean that. I mean, when it comes to my thinking, I'm going to find another way to do it. If I can't get it done this way, I'll find another way to do it. There's got to be another angle here. There's got to be another avenue. There's got to be another door here. Because God said I could do it. There's got to be a way to do it. You can't let the devil just put you in a corner and say, well, it can't be done. The devil is a lie. If God said it, all things are possible. It can be done. Sometimes you have to wait. I'll share this little thing that happened with us over the holiday. I had gotten these guys that do the meters and all of that. And, they've been coming these letters in the mail about getting insurance on pipes and stuff. You might have received them too, just in case pipes breaking all that. Then all of a sudden, I get this thing on my door that a pipe is broken. I said, it sounds like a setup to me, that there's a leak somewhere. And so I didn't act on it. I just thought, because I was real troubled. I said, this sounds like, people just trying to set you up to get them to come in to look at stuff and do stuff that don't really matter, and then, you know, get your money, hello, and then go their merry way. Saturday night. So we had some of our relatives were in this. One of them actually works on air conditioners, and he noticed something. And I said, yeah, you know, they told me this, that, and the other, but I said, he said, no, it's not that. He said, let me take a look at it. He dismantled it. It cost about $3 worth of PVC and the PVC glue. And I watched him walk through that. He dismantled that thing. He saw the cause. He said, not a broken pipe. And he saw it and put it together. And I mean, like brand new. What God showed me in that, he said, when you wait, at times where you're supposed to wait and don't just act hastily. Now, there are times where you need to act. Like when they were there, we needed to act. I could have said, no, y'all on vacation. You know, don't spend time trying to fix nothing. It's nothing here. Just relax. No, it was time. And he was very willing to do it. And I was hoping that he knew what he was doing. But you know, come to find out, he was an expert at it. And I was hoping that he knew what he was doing. I work on the evidence. Come to find out, he was an expert at it. Go have at it. Didn't take long. Just replace something there. Thing is fixed, running like a charm. But you understand what I mean? There are times, you know, during the interim, you know, that spirit of suspicion, I had to cast that down. I said, these folk, these letters, these people that, you know, it's like a racket. I said, no, I'm not, my thinking's not going there. I said, I'm not going, you know, and you understand what I mean? So God had to form something to where I was at peace in myself. And I was still thinking, okay, Lord, who do I need to call or what do I need to do for this? And he hadn't answered. When they came, he had the answer. In other words, do you see what I'm saying here? There are times where when you have it in your mind, you know what needs to be done. You know what God is saying to you, but you'll wait. Like Job said, I'll wait. All the days of my appointed time, I'll wait till my change comes. In other words, I have it in my heart, Lord. I'm being consumed. I'm being formed. I'm believing this more and more. I'm not going to just jump out and do this myself. But I'm going to wait on you to do it. Are you hearing? Sometimes it's like that, the crises of faith. Okay, God has said it. But you don't want to birth an Ishmael. I think back, I could have had somebody probably come in there and do some stuff and, yeah, tear stuff up and, you know, charge me an arm and a leg for what he did. He made it look so simple and so easy. You know, it really did. And it didn't take long at all. And then the other would have walked away with a bunch of money. Then you got to get over stuff like that. Tell somebody, God will save you a whole lot of trouble. But see, when you wait upon him, wait on him in faith. Wait on him trusting. Wait on him believing with expectation. That built my faith for even other things, spiritual things, to wait because God's going to move. Tell somebody, God's going to move for you. See, he presents you with a God-sized assignment. That don't mean that you just go and try to do it yourself. Let him form you. Let him get it so in you till you become that vision. Until you become where you know, you're consumed with that. That you can taste that. You can feel that. You walk in that. You talk that. You dream that. You become that even though you don't see anything in the natural. That's the formation. Amen. And then when that happens now. The movement, when he came and he visited Sarah at the appointed time, life, the deadness of her womb came alive. Tell somebody, our city needs to see what God can do. They've seen enough of what we can do. They need to see what God can do. Amen? Now, every assignment from God, don't forget this. Every assignment from God will require of you another measure of faith. That's why it's like building up your body or your muscles in your body. You know, when you continue to work muscles in your body, they stay flexible, they stay strong, they stay firm, they keep organs and bones in place. Hello? When you go to getting too heavy here, come on, can I talk to you? You know, when you start to get too heavy, it starts to affect the structure of your bones. It does. Or too heavy anywhere. Or when things become disproportionate in a bad way, it starts to take toll on your body. Let me use one of the athletes, Kobe Bryant, when he went out with the Achilles injury. Okay, first of all, he had to stay off of that. He couldn't work out, you know, for a time. So right away, stuff started, you know, the body started, right? A sense of atrophy, right? Okay, he got back and got back into things and was getting back on course. And what happened then? Another injury on the other leg. Something that a lot of people say, well, it had nothing to do with that. Well, I beg to differ with that a little bit. I hope, you know, anyone, you know, that can continue their career and be successful and have a great end to his career, whenever that is. But the fact of the matter is, you know, like I know, when you don't, let's say if you're having trouble with a part of your body and you're putting stress on another part of your body, then that part of your body is going to be weakened unless you work at strengthening it. Hello? That's what the body is so wondrously made. It's made like that to where if you do things like that, you put certain stress on certain parts and then, you know, it gets out of whack. And so if we cease to exercise our faith, then when certain things come up, I mean, listen, let me tell you something. If you don't exercise your faith but for your children, see, that ought to be motivation enough, you know, to so that should something come up, you're not overwhelmed and depressed and subdued. You can take the high road of believing God and trusting God, touching God, making war in the spirit on their behalf till they get their breakthrough. See, if you've let your faith atrophy, okay, then you're just all in the boat together and the boat is sinking. All right, we're talking about the faith crises. Every assignment God gives you requires a new measure of faith. Amen? All right, 1 Chronicles 14 through 16. David defeated the Philistines, but he was a faithful servant, yet he refused to rely upon human understanding and wisdom. He refused to rely upon human wisdom and understanding for his guidance. What he did, he asked God's direction. And when he asked God for his direction, he had to then trust God to do what he said he would do.
We've come to the close of part one of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Every assignment from God requires another level of faith. God rewards good work with more work. An encounter with God requires faith. God encounters are always God-sized. God gives invitation, revelation, and then a manifestation begins. What we do in response to God's revelation reveals what we believe about God. We must allow God to form us, and we must understand our failures have a part in our making. True faith requires action. Peter denied the Lord three times, but out of that, Peter had a God-sized assignment. Don't allow stumbling blocks to take you off the path of fulfilling a God-sized assignment. Invitations bring revelations, which eventually turn into manifestations. My friend, stay blessed and highly favored of the Lord until next time.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off U.S. 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, TR Banks, that which concerns you.